Folks, it is Wednesday, June 17th. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I am Ken.
And I'm Becca.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hail to the chief.
Oh, God. We're going to just dive
right
in.
We're diving.
Okay.
We have so much to talk about. I'm actually a little bit worried I'm going to be able to keep things, no pun intended, straight. So, what we will say at the start of the show is if you are listening right now live, not if you're listening on the podcast.
Because he'll edit everything out
exactly.
For the podcast.
If you are listening live right now, we need you to hop on to the instant messenger there, and we need you to be interacting with Becca, who is manning it tonight. The screen name is This Show Is So Gay, and you need to tell us what you think about everything that's going on right now. Because right now, folks, it is a blazing, blazing mess. It's a mess. So we're going to start with last week. And so if we're going to catch you up on your news. If you have no idea what's going on, let's catch you up a little bit. Last week, the Justice Department put out a brief which basically quashed a challenge to DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act.
So people were challenging the Defense of Marriage
Act. They were challenging it, yeah. They were challenging the Defense of Marriage Act and
got shot down big time.
And they got shot down. But they didn't just get shot down, because that would have been one thing if they just got shot down and they were told, I'm sorry, we're upholding this. Instead, the Justice Department put out there in their brief, they basically likened the challenge legally to a challenge based on incest. It was a total slap in the face. It was a terrible, terrible brief. It went
and way, a lot of people are really ticked off.
People are ticked off, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. So that's what happened first. Now, at a briefing the other day, ABC's Jake Tapper, who I think we've actually talked about Jake Tapper before, asked the press secretary Gibbs if Obama stands by the Justice Department's legal brief in the case. And this is the exchange. Question from Tapper. Does the president stand by the legal brief that the Justice Department filed last week that argued in favor of the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act? Press Secretary Gibbs. Well, as you know, the Justice Department is charged with upholding the law of the land, even though the president believes that the law should be repealed. And so Jake asked a follow-up question. I understand that, but a lot of legal experts say that the brief didn't have to be as comprehensive and make all the arguments that it made, such as comparing same-sex unions to incestuous ones in one controversial paragraph. And the press secretary said, well, again, it's the president's Justice Department, and again, we have the role of upholding the law of the land while the president has stated and will work with Congress to change that law. Mm. So people were angry. It's totally dehumanizing. It compared gay
and
marriage.
And if you haven't read it, read it.
You have to read it. You can find it anywhere. It's all over online. So that's where it started. So people started getting more and more angry, and as we've been saying for the past couple weeks, the anger and the frustration with the Obama administration has been mounting and mounting, and it came to a head. It came to a head for our show tonight. So that's where it started. This morning when I woke up, and I went, the first thing I did, I went on, I think it was CNN.com, and the lead story with the picture was about how President Obama was going to make an announcement today granting benefits to domestic partners of federal workers. And it was very positive. That lasted about 20 minutes before people started looking into what today's announcement was all about. And this is what it was about. For civil service employees, domestic partners or federal employees can be added to the long-term care insurance program. Supervisors can also be required to allow employees to use their sick leaves to take care of domestic partners and non-biological, non-adopted children. What's not included in this? That would be all the stuff that matters, like health insurance, pension access, survivor benefits, and life insurance. And so the quotes started coming out left and right about today's announcement, just saying, okay, this is nothing. This is not really helpful at all. Apparently, it had been up to the discretion of supervisors all along to grant these benefits, and people had been doing it regardless. So this wasn't this big historic announcement that folks made it out to be. So Charles Moran, the spokesman for the Log Cabin Republicans, said, quote, this just shows that the Obama administration really isn't serious about their promises to the gay and lesbian community. Things like the health benefits, things like retirement benefits and coverage for spouses, these are the core issues. Why start the marathon if you're not serious about ending the race? I was reading about how it actually wasn't correct. It wasn't legally correct. My buddy Adam forwarded this to me just an hour ago, and it was an op-ed that said, legally, had Obama simply said that we give health benefits to the domestic partners, straight and gay, of all federal employees, and given a definition of domestic partners that did not include marriage of civil unions, he could have just granted it to everybody. Instead, in his statement, President Obama said this is not available. The major benefits are not available this time. Becca, that was a mess.
It's a mess. It's a huge mess. I have no idea how they can justify it. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, no. I don't get it either. I don't get it either.
What is there really to say other than lame?
Well, there's a poll. They did a poll. This week's poll was, here are your options. How do you feel, Becca, about Obama extending benefits to same-sex partners of federal employees? And here are your three choices. One, annoyed he did this just to lessen the criticism he's been receiving for his lack of help to the LGBT community. Two, optimistic, I see this as the first step towards more legislation benefiting the gay community. Or three, my favorite one, I have no opinion.
I'm going to go with the first one there.
Yes, and you would be in the majority, which would be 73% of folks said, I'm annoyed, he did this just to lessen the criticism. 25% are optimistic, and 2% have no opinion. I don't understand how you have no opinion, but those folks have no opinion. Now, at 6 p.m. tonight, President Obama made a statement about this legislation, and here's what he said. It's a day that marks a historic step towards the changes we seek, but I think we all have to acknowledge that this is only a step. Among the steps we have not yet taken is to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. I believe it's discriminatory, I think it interferes with states' rights, and we will work with Congress to overturn it. We've got more work to do to ensure that government treats all its citizens equally, to fight injustice and intolerance in all forms, and to bring about that more perfect union. I'm committed to these efforts, and I pledge to work tirelessly on behalf of these issues in the months and years to come. So when I first read this, again, this just came out a few hours ago,
right.
I was thinking, okay, well, that's something. That's saying, okay, I don't believe
but
in defense of
marriage. But then you got all fired up again, and why was that?
Because I started reading the comments, and as we know, I'm very swayed by the comments in any given story. I choose not to form my own opinions. In fact, I would prefer just
to let... You just find them on the internet.
Yes, I would like other people to form my opinions for me, so just write something in the comments section, and know that you might not just be expressing your opinion, you might also be determining mine. So just know that when you put that out there. So I was reading the comments, and they said, yeah, you know what? It's enough of saying that you're going to work with Congress. Make some definitive announcements. Do something. Say something. Say, hey, comparing gay marriage to incest, not good, and I don't stand by that. So what are folks saying over there on the instant messenger?
People who are ticked off.
People who are ticked off.
Yeah.
So we are
I think we all stand together in that.
We stand together in being ticked off, and we're going to talk throughout the show about what some people are doing who are ticked off. And we're going to calm down a little bit. And we're going to play a little song about believing.
All right.
Here we go. We'll be right back. That was Cher. She was believing.
We really haven't played much Cher.
I don't know if we've played any Cher. That might have been our first Cher. And speaking of Cher, in happy news, and I think this is happy news, if you've not read, Chastity Bono will be transitioning from female to male. Cher's daughter, well, no longer. Cher's child, always Cher and Sonny and Cher's child. So Chaz, as Chaz is known to his friends, this was the quote from his press agent. Yes, it's true. Chaz, after many years of consideration, has made the courageous decision to honor his true identity. He is proud of his decision and grateful for the support and respect that has already been shown by his loved ones. It is Chaz's hope that his choice to transition will open the hearts and minds of the public regarding this issue, just as his coming out did nearly 20 years ago. It's a happy story. I like that. We like people honoring their true identity. So thumbs up to...
And to do it so publicly is very courageous.
So publicly. That's fantastic. Although they did say, we ask that the media respect Chaz's privacy during this long process as he will not be doing any interviews. So we honor you, Chaz, and we love when people honor their own identity. And if someone that much in the public eye can honor their identity, you surely can as well. So thumbs up to you, Chaz Bono. In other happy news, down in our friendly neighborhood state of Georgia, the Georgia Supreme Court decided this week they threw out a pre-existing order from another judge that had prohibited children in a divorce case from having any contact with their father's gay and lesbian friends.
What?
This is less about the fact that they overturned it and more about the fact that there was apparently a decision recently that the kids could not have any contact with the father's gay and lesbian friends, which is more than a little bit concerning, but... yay for overturning that. That's a good thing. So,
wow. I have nothing to say on that. I can't believe it.
There is truly nothing to say about that. Rebecca.
Yes.
You, my friend, and I, you know where we don't belong?
Where?
In the NFL. According to...
That is... Truer words have never been said, Ken.
Come on! We want the option. We could belong in the NFL. We could make it. We could be a Buccaneer. Is that an NFL team? I think that's an NFL team. We could be a Jet. You could be a Jet. I'll be a Giant. It'll be awesome. But not according...
I don't think so.
Not according to Kenneth Hutcherson, who is a former NFL linebacker, and he is the current pastor of the Antioch Bible Church in Kirkland, Washington. He said today that gays don't belong in professional team sports because they would make their team members feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, all that smacking each other's rears, that's straight.
He said, quote, it would be safer for the team and the individual if they didn't come out. Homosexuality is a very divisive issue. It would affect the camaraderie. In the NFL's 89 years, Becca, there has never been an openly gay active player, which is just quite remarkable.
That's because only straight boys play football.
No, that's not true. It's not true. We're dispelling that. In his tell-all book, Alone in the Trenches, Isera Tualo is a former NFL defensive lineman, and he came out. But despite the insistence of players like Tualo that their performance was in no way affected by their sexuality, Hutcherson still believes that, quote, men are going to be more comfortable with other heterosexuals. It's like having a woman on the team or having a
Shocking.
Woman in the shower. Hutcherson, who is moving to appeal Washington's domestic partner registry, added, and this was my favorite part, that he did not believe gay rights should be considered a civil rights issue. And this is what he said in his quote. Quote, it's not a civil rights issue like with racism. There's no comparison. I can't change being black, but there are a lot of people, especially in our churches, that have changed being gay. So your dreams, my friends, on the other side of this table, to be in the NFL... quashed.
Temporarily.
Quashed. Temporarily.
Okay. That's it. I'm going to try to join now.
Okay. See? You're getting revved up. There you go. Other news. This is perhaps my favorite
story. I don't think I could even stand up, like, holding all of the padding necessary for that. I think I would just be, like, a pile of padding
no,
on the
you
floor.
Are, you stand up just fine with the burdens that society has put on you. I think...
Wow. That was thick.
I think that you would stand up just fine with all of that NFL pack.
Well, I don't need it. You know, I could take them on.
You could take them on.
I don't need that.
You would throw an elbow. You'd smack a guy in the
like
ass.
I need protective gear.
You don't need
Please.
Protective gear. Because you can stand with all the burdens that society puts on you. Just wanted to go back to that.
I wish that radio could convey the absolute baffled look I have for you.
I pointed at you when you said it. I thought it would
be
very
convincing.
There
was pointing.
This is my favorite story of the week. A group calling itself the Christian Civil Liberties Union, so you know this is going to be a fun one, filed a claim with the city of Milwaukee seeking the right... You ready?
To beer?
No. To burn a public library's copy of a young adult book with gay content. The CCLU presented trustees of the West Bend Community Memorial Library with the complaint asking for the right to burn or otherwise destroy in a public way a copy of Baby Bebop.
Why don't they buy one to destroy it?
Because they want the
public library.
No. Let's burn a book from the public library. Because apparently we still do things like that. The group also demanded, that's not it. They don't want to just burn the book. They also would like $120,000 in damages for being exposed to the book on display and requested the resignation of the West Bend mayor for allowing the title to be viewed by the public.
What was the name of this book?
Sorry, the name of the book is Baby Bebop. It's written by Francesca Leah Block. It tells the story of a teenager struggling with his homosexuality and an attack by a homophobic gang. It has been the subject of local complaints for months and has thus far survived attempts to burn it. I would like to again highlight we're trying to burn.
I love that they're like asking permission. I mean, know, you think an angry mob would just like
it gets better.
Take the book or even if they were a little bit hesitant as Christians to take the book, then maybe they would check the book out. But no.
I'm not even done with the
story.
God. It gets better. The CCLU claim describes Baby Bebop as, quote, explicitly vulgar, racial, and anti-Christian, and charges that the four plaintiffs, quote, all of whom are elderly, claim that their mental and emotional well-being was damaged by this book at the library. The plaintiffs want a grand jury to determine whether the book should be declared obscene and whether making it available is a hate crime. So,
against the elderly.
This book is a hate crime against the elderly. We here at This Show Is So Gay cannot tell you to go buy a book.
I mean, God, you can't even go into the library without being confronted with books that you disagree with.
It's terrible. It's on display.
They're lurking around every corner.
So we can't tell you to go online and go buy this book, Baby Bebop, written by Francesca Leah Block.
No, we can't do that.
We can't do that.
And we wouldn't do that on the air.
We would not tell you to go buy the book, Baby Bebop, written by Francesca Leah Block. That's B-L-O-C-K. Do not burn the book because, you know, it's 2009. And guess what, folks? We don't burn books. We just don't.
We love books.
We love books. So transitioning from burning books to burning crosses, here's a little ditty by Madonna. See, that was a good transition to Madonna. That's a fine transition. Let's talk to one of our listeners.
Okay.
How about that? Hey, listener, are you there?
I'm here.
And who are you?
My name is Adam Weinkert.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Somerville, Massachusetts.
That's near Boston.
It is near Boston. It's right next to Cambridge, where I was living.
There you go. What's the good gay word there in Somerville?
Oh, we're holding strong. There aren't many. I'm just the only person, that gay person here, so, you know.
Okay.
Have you recovered from Pride yet?
Yeah, I did. I marched with the ACLU in the parade.
He was the Statue of Liberty.
I was the Statue of Liberty.
You can see pictures of that on Facebook.
No, because my identity is protected.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that.
Revamped rules of privacy.
Now, Adam and I were chatting earlier, and Becca and I were chatting earlier about Obama, and so I wanted to give Adam a chance, because he was pretty fired up online, and I wanted to give Adam a chance to talk about everything that's going on right now. So we started out talking about DOMA, and then we talked about today's ridiculous announcement that was apparently historic, but it really wasn't historic. And what we haven't talked about yet is the upcoming LGBT fundraiser, because that's also the undercurrent of everything going on, is whether or not there should even be a fundraiser, and people are backing out of the fundraiser left and right. And so, Adam, what do we make of this entire mess? And Becca said no cursing.
No cursing. None.
Oh, man.
Don't make me come over there.
I'll self-bleep.
Okay.
I think it's a really interesting situation that's going on right now, because what you have is this fundraiser hosted by Barney Frank, Tammy Baldwin, and Jerry Paulus. It's designed to commemorate Stonewall, and it's $1,000 a person, and all these gay luminaries are scheduled to attend. And then during Pride Month, the DOJ releases this awful, offensive, demeaning brief defending DOMA. And the story was broken by America Blog, and they've been putting... And then Pam Tosblend, another great blog, happened to find the list of attendees that were being touted for this fundraiser, who then one by one began to issue statements that they were not going to attend, and it included Andy Toll, I always mispronounce his name.
That's okay.
David Mixner, all these, you know, really important people in gay politics, lots of bloggers, and, you know, lots of people who were involved in the Clinton administration. And so it's become this sort of grand fiasco, and in the meantime, you have none of the hosts of this fundraiser issuing any sort of statement, and it's all the openly gay members of Congress who are hosting it, and it's just become this incredibly bad PR thing.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going.
You're not going?
No.
All right.
No. Yeah, I canceled too.
I'm still going.
Really, I really needed that cater waiter job.
I'm still going. But the Senate President Pro Tem Peter Shumlin said today, and we had him on the show a few months back, he said today that he's not going. And
right.
He said, I have no horse in this race. I've got a wife and two daughters and no gay relatives that I know of, but marriage equality is a basic civil right. I have to be able to live with my conscience. So you, one of the things you were saying, Adam, was that they haven't made any statements. If you wanted to craft a statement, if you could craft a statement right now, what would you say? Would you say we cancel the event? Would you say please still come to this event? What statement would you put out there?
You know, it can't be an easy situation for any of the hosts, because they are the representative of their districts, and they are important members within their party. They're also all gay Americans, and I think that they need to issue some sort of statement where they stand up for themselves and for their gay constituents. They are our role models, and they're our community's leaders, and they're the people that we look to, but at the same time, they're responsible for getting federal funds diverted to the projects in their district.
Right.
So, you know, it's between
right,
a rock
but I feel
and a
like,
hard.
I feel like they could fix this, you know, and say, you know, please, you know, during this time, we need everyone to come together. Please come. We will have like a moment of silence, or we will have a survey or something, you know, anything, a candle. Just come and join us in all of this good work that we need to do. And they're not even doing that, which is weird. They're just letting people kind of drop off. It's strange.
I think also that they could begin the work on crafting legislation that would repeal DOMA, which is a congressionally enacted law.
Right.
It is the responsibility of the administration to defend the law of the land, which is what Robert Gibbs said. They didn't have to do it quite so vigorously.
Or so ridiculously.
Sort of feel like I've had, every hair on my body ripped out by the Obama administration. I don't have that many, but,
And then you started dating your niece, because that's essentially
right,
what the statement
exactly,
said.
Exactly. And then we had a child together, and I started dating that child.
There you go.
We're very happy.
You're very, very happy together. Now, you read right before I left to come to the show, I sent you over President Obama's statement. What did you think about his statement? I was telling Beck earlier that I read it, and I was thinking, oh, all right, well, that's something. And then I read the comments, and people were so angry, and I'm like, yes, I'm angry too. So what did you think about President Obama's statement? Was it enough for you?
No, of course it's not enough for me. I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that President Obama is a really nice guy who in his heart believes in equality and believes that DOMA is wrong. And there have been several pledges to repeal discriminatory anti-gay laws. But the proof is in the pudding. And it's his Department of Justice that's ultimately releasing this brief. And instead of walking it back, you have Gibbs on television today saying unequivocally, this is the president's Department of Justice.
Right.
So, don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. If you want us to love and support you and give you our money, then you need to be nice to us and protect our families.
A lot of the blogs were saying, but what's the alternative? So we're so angry, but what's the alternative? It's not like there's anyone else we're going to support right now. It's not like there's any other organizations that we're going to give our money to right
now. Don't calm people down.
Issue. The issue, Ken, is that you're never going to gain as much ground going after an enemy as you are going after a friend.
Okay.
And activists are never happy. Activists should never stop pushing because your job is really never going to be finished. There's always going to be something to be outraged about, and we should be outraged. And we can support many policies of the Obama administration without sacrificing our need to have our civil rights enshrined in law.
So what I hear you saying then is that I should start going after my friends.
Exactly.
Okay.
Don't start here.
That's what I took away from that. All right, we got one more question for you, Adam. Book burning, yay or nay?
Well, it's very cold up here, as you know. and I frequently, like to lower the cost of my heating bill. So I'm very pro burning anything that will burn.
Okay. And what book is first up on your list?
I don't know, something big, like maybe this Chaucer anthology.
Okay, there you go.
I keep to impress dates.
And how does that work out for you?
Well, it's been sitting around a while, it's really dry, so it burns really easily, but it also burns really quickly. It probably should pour some gas.
Oh, I bet more is it impressing dates, but we'll go with that. Adam, it is a thrill to have you call in. You are a man on the street for tonight.
I'm on the street. I'm on, my corner. I didn't curse, Ken. At all.
We are very proud of you.
I am very proud.
We are very proud, and we are very appreciative.
If I had a gold star, I would give it to you.
You are our Lady Liberty for today.
Thanks.
No problem. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
He's more like our Laddie Liberty.
He's our Laddie Liberty today. So thank you, Adam, for calling in. And that's what's going on in the world. People are angry. We're feeling a little bit dehumanized. No one's really sure what to do. Do we keep giving our money? Do we not go to the big fundraiser? I'm going. I'm going.
How do you justify that, Ken?
I feel like it's going to be really good vegetarian food.
Catered events, famous for accommodating vegetarians.
Are you saying that perhaps at weddings it's just a carrot? No, that's okay. So that might not be the vegetarian food. I feel like there's going to be really good music. I think we're going to do YMCA. I think we're going to shout.
We might not actually go to that particular event, but there is an event coming up this weekend.
What's going on this weekend?
For WVEW. It's a fundraiser. Is it at the Riverwalk?
And isn't it next weekend?
Yeah. It's the 26th. Today is the something.
We're like the worst fundraisers for this station.
I know.
And if folks don't
you can
know,
go this week.
You should go this week and wait.
I'll be there.
Becca will be there. So if you want to go this weekend on Saturday night, Becca will dance with you. It's going to be you two. It's going to be romantic.
It is next weekend.
It is next
the 26th. Whenever the 26th gets here, I will be there.
So if you want more information about this little dance-a-thon, this big old dance party with breakdancing, I'm told, stroll on over to WVEW.org, and that is the radio station on which we have This Show Is So Gay. For folks that don't know, that have just been listening to us through the podcast, we are hosted by WVEW and thrilled to do so. Check out some of the other shows. If you want to get in touch with us, it's super duper easy, folks. It's super duper easy. Shoot us on an email over at thisshowissogay@aol.com. Go on over to thisshowissogay.com and listen to old podcasts and subscribe to the iTunes feed that we got going on there. And click on contact, and there's a link right there to our Facebook group. So all these things to do. And we do have t-shirts and magnets that are now in. So we will be giving out prizes for various contests coming up.
Absolutely. And in the last week, I just remembered another news story.
What's that?
There was kind of a sneaky same-sex union in New York City. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that.
Yes, a trans woman and her partner,
nice,
who is male, both genetically male, married because the food stamp card had an F for female on it.
Oh.
And although I guess that counted as an ID, now they're saying we're only accepting birth certificates as ID. But yeah, so they kind of made history there. I mean, it's only sort of a same-sex marriage, what with them not actually being the same gender.
I think it completely qualifies.
But it does.
It qualifies.
It falls into that LGBT
absolutely
category.
We have amazing guests coming up. Next week, we have Nathaniel Frank, who is a well-known historian and author and really the foremost expert right now on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So that's pretty darn thrilling. And we have comedian Paul Case is coming up. Tyler Engel, who is a soloist in the New York City Ballet, is going to be on our show. Brian Batt from AMC's Emmy Award-winning drama Mad Men. So a lot coming up, a lot coming up.
We're going to be busy.
We're going to be busy. You think we'd take a break during the summer? I don't think so, folks. So that's pretty much it for this week. We've covered a lot of ground. We will see. We will keep our eyes on what's going on with President Obama and what overtures are made between this week and next week. We do not want anyone burning books. We want folks to try to go join the NFL.
If there's a book you want to burn, mail it to me.
Becca will take your book.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll be the home for lost books.
Yes.
I'm happy to do that. It's another service we provide.
Wow. We should start listing all the services we provide. All right, folks. That's pretty much it for us. You don't need to hear anything else. So we've got a lot going on. We hope you guys tune in. As always, we are so, so appreciative for your support. We love getting your emails. Please throw us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. If you're interested in tonight's caller, Adam, romantically, I will get you his information. Just drop me an email, okay?
Shameless promotion.
I'm
Adam,
here to help.
Has it come to down to this?
Hey, you know what? You could do a lot worse than getting hooked up by an LGBT radio show broadcasting out of rural Vermont. I'm just saying, that's a story for the grandkids right there. Get out there, folks. Go do something. Have an amazing week. And remember, why be gay when you can be
so gay?
My strange nation has ocean on two sides and the Bama crimson tide in the south tilted slightly toward the north. The immigrants pour forth seeking Phoenix and life hand to mouth. My strange nation tilts sharply to the right, with our leaders straight and white as our teeth. Our population's mixed, but our election's fixed in my strange nation, America. Strange nation. who were sailed here across the waves from far away. This cruel experiment was ended by a president who was both a Republican and gay. My strange nation gave the Indians our germs. They surrendered on our terms, as in died. Their survivors filed appeals, so we gave them roulette wheels. In my strange nation, America. But my strange nation has lost its mind again, sending young women and men off to war for reasons that aren't clear, unless you're standing near to the rich and the righteous and the poor. And my strange nation, enamored of the cross, of the coin, the circus and the bread distract us from the dead. In my strange nation, America. But my strange nation will surely come around, for you cannot hold us down for long. We'll sputter and throw the despots off and recover the soul that makes us strong. And my frustration is just a product of my strange but loyal love for this land, for its mountains and its lakes, tornadoes and earthquakes, for its poets and pioneers, for its fetishes and fears, for its freedom of dissent, for its greasy government.